From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is seriously flawed and should be abolished. That conclusion today from the leaders of a Senate investigation into the government's response to Hurricane Katrina. They're calling for the creation of a new, stronger emergency agency. That's one of more than 80 proposals in a draft Senate report titled Hurricane Katrina, A Nation Still Unprepared. But the proposal is already being criticized as just another bureaucratic reshuffling. NPR's Pam Fester reports.
Senate Homeland Security Chairwoman Susan Collins says her panel's seven-month inquiry into how the government dealt with Katrina uncovered problems in just about every corner of government. But some corners were more troubled than others.
FEMA has become a symbol of a bumbling bureaucracy in which the American people have completely lost faith.
She says the agency is beyond repair and that a new National Preparedness and Response Authority should be created inside the Homeland Security Department. The new agency would have a broad oversight over preparedness as well as response for both natural and man-made disasters, and its director would report right to the president in times of crisis. Joseph Lieberman is the committee's ranking Democrat. He also likes the idea.
The fact is that the failures here were governmental. And the way we will fix the failures is to reorganize and strengthen the government agencies responsible for protecting the American people in time of catastrophe.
But the prospect of a new agency and another set of government initials, in this case the NPRA, has drawn a lukewarm reception.
I think this is just a rehash and makeup for what they screwed up in the first place.
George Haddo was a top FEMA official in the Clinton administration. He notes that it was the Senate committee that helped create the Department of Homeland Security after 9/11 and made FEMA a part of it.
The problem with the Department of Homeland Security is its principal mission and its exclusive focus is on preventing terrorism. And they didn't have to neglect FEMA. They didn't have to neglect this mission. They just did.
In fact, Senate investigators concluded that FEMA was weakened when it was merged with Homeland Security, that it has struggled with limited resources and a huge number of job openings. The Bush administration says it recognizes the problems and that it's trying to fix them. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff told a forum in Virginia that now is not the time for more structural changes.
I'm interested here, you know, a month before hurricane season, not in engaging in moving the boxes around on the org chart. I'm interested in making sure we've got the planning finished, we've got the supplies pre-positioned, we've got the tools built, and we've got the people ready to go.
He noted that Senate investigators concluded that a big problem in the Katrina response was that former FEMA director Michael Brown tried to go around the Homeland Security Department and to deal directly with the White House. In fact, Senator Collins accused Brown of blatant insubordination.
It was clear that he was disengaged from the onset of Katrina. He failed to communicate absolutely vital information about the condition of the levees in New Orleans.
She said that led to widespread confusion about what was going on. Lieberman agreed, but he also blamed a lack of leadership at the White House. Brown could not be reached for comment, but a spokesman for the former FEMA director denied that he failed to follow the chain of command. Brown has said that he was hampered during the storm by a lack of support from Chertoff. The Senate report, which will be voted on by the committee next week, includes plenty of blame to go around. It chastises Louisiana officials for failing to evacuate helpless residents. It complains that no one seems to have taken responsibility for ensuring that the levees were secure. And it says these failures ended up costing many lives. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.